Let's see if we're live. I think we are live. Yes. Hey, everybody. This is Tony Snipes. And today, what I want to share with you are the three things that I personally learned in corporate America that you can use in 2017, in the upcoming year, for whether it's for your business, for your personal projects, for your ideas, whatever it is. These are the three things that I learned in corporate America. Now, many of you that have been hanging with me for a while know that I've spent several years, almost about 30 years now, in corporate America. 20 of those years have been in the news and media industry. So I learned a lot with my time, and I'm still working in corporate America. I've learned a lot in that time, but the biggest things that I started realizing, now I did not go to school for business. I went, as many of you know, was an art major, and later on went to school for web design and things like that. But while I was in corporate America, still in there, of course, but while I was in the middle of all that, I started realizing things and learning a lot of information that these multi-million dollar companies and billion-dollar companies have been putting into practice that small businesses can put into practice as well. Hey, Brico, good to hear from you, ma'am, out there. I think you're in California. And Darnell, good to have you joining us as well, sir. Thank you for chiming in and tuning in. I've got these three things that I want to share with everybody that I learned in corporate America that anyone can use if you've got a business, of course. But not just limited to a business. If you have a basic idea, Pastor Erica, good to hear from you, ma'am. Glad that you chimed in. If you've got a basic idea or project, whatever it is, there's three key things. And there's many things that I'm learning consistently in corporate America. But I wanted to make it something simple and basic and finite for this evening. So I've got these things written down on my notes here. I'm going to probably take no more than 15 minutes to share those things with y'all. Then the rest of the night is going to be for questions, because I love this platform of Facebook Live because we get to interact. So I want to see what questions you have and what I can do to maybe, if I don't have answers for you, can at least point you in the right direction. So let's go ahead and get started with the three things that I've learned in corporate America that you yourself can use in your business. With your idea, with your project, whatever it is. I want to share those with you. Now, hope you're taking notes. And if you're not taking notes, this is going to be recorded. I'm recording it now, so it's going to live on Facebook Live for a while. So if you're, and those of you that are chiming in late, if you missed the front end of this, you'll be able to catch this because we're going to record this and let it stand so you'll be able to see it. Brother Alfie, it's good that you chimed in. Good to hear from you, sir. The three things that I learned in corporate America that you can apply, especially in the upcoming year, for your business, for your idea, for your project, doesn't even have to be a business. If you've got anything that you're planning to do, and let me start this off with why I'm doing this, why I want to share this information. Guys, 2017, the new year, isn't it crazy? It's almost here. I mean, in a couple weeks, now, of course, this is going to be recorded, but as of this live recording right now, next week is Thanksgiving of this year. So once we blink, it's going to be December. We blink again, it's going to be 2017. And we got a new year ahead of us. There's a lot of ideas. Those of you that have been hanging with me for a while, I know many of you, hey, Brother Gilliam, good to have you here, sir. Many of you that are here, I know that y'all have been involved with a lot of projects. You've been involved with a lot of ideas. So you've got many things that are going on right now. We've got another year that's ahead of us. It's right around the corner. Look at all the ideas that you have. Look at the things that you wanted to do this year that you did not get the opportunity to do. You got another chance. You got another year. How are you going to sort through all those ideas you have? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Those of you that know me know that for my projects, especially ArtSlam Live, we had a big year this year. It was really huge. We're going to have an even more productive year next year. But how do I sort through all of that stuff? Because I'm basically still one person. I've got a lot of folks that do chime in and support us big time. But how do I sort through all of that stuff for the coming year? How are you going to do it? You've got some ideas that you wanted to do this year you didn't get a chance to do. And there's some things that you decided that you are going to knock out in the upcoming year, but how are you going to sort through those things? Yes, Brico, too many ideas, not enough time. So one thing that I realized in corporate America goes through the same thing. These large corporations and large companies that I've worked for, worked with, they do the same thing. They actually have a lot of ideas and a lot of projects that they want to move ahead on in the coming year as well. That's when I started seeing a lot of things that were common and were really relatable, where I saw these big companies, like the large corporations that I work with, mostly in the newspapers and in television. They had many projects that they wanted to launch in the upcoming year, just like you do, but they knew that they could not do them all. They knew that they could either try to do them all and fail at many, or kind of try to streamline those things down to the key things that made sense so that they can have success. And success to them really meant, I mean, they had a lot riding on this. They had millions of dollars that were riding on these key successes, these ideas and these plans that they needed to execute. And wasn't like they, they had some things that they kind of wanted to do, but most of the time there were things that they had to do to stay competitive. How did they make these choices? How did they execute these plans to have success in the upcoming year? How are you going to do it? Let me start with the first thing. And those of you that have been hanging with me for a while, you know that this thing, that you've heard this thing from me before, it still stands and it is very critical. First of all, the first thing that you need to do, one of the key things I learned from corporate America that you can do for your business, for your idea, for your project, first thing is write it down. You've got to write all those ideas down. Write that, they've called it a bucket list. Go ahead and write down all those ideas that you would like to see happen in the upcoming year. Write them all down. That's the starting point. Because what you're going to find out when you take it from here, or take it from here, your heart, and putting it down on paper, that actually brings it from out of, I call this, you know, out here in the universe or the space, or the spirit realm, or whatever you want to term it, and put it down on paper. That actually is the first step for it going into practical application. So number one, yes, Brico, number one is write it down. Those of you that have been seeing some of my videos and Facebook posts and everything, you guys know that I'm big on these personal journals. These do not have to be anything fancy. They don't have to be anything like a diary or anything like that. But at least for me, it's been a practical, everyday, old-fashioned resource where I can take all those ideas that I've been kicking around, all those things I've been thinking about, all those things I've been talking to you about, and writing them down first as a starting point to see which are the ideas that are going to stick, which are the ones that I'm going to table for another time. So that starting point is writing it down. Now, to validate this, again, this is me talking, but this is one of the key things that I learned in corporate America. This goes back to my first few days when I was working with the Greenville News, which is a major newspaper here in a metropolitan area of Greenville, South Carolina. I was introduced to the strategic planning process of that organization. And one of the things that I noticed that was a mystery that was resolved or solved for me, I saw that this company just started writing down all the ideas, all the plans, the things that they thought were cool ideas for the upcoming year. That starting point of writing all those things down, then they started whittling down those ideas. Let's see what you say, Brico. I have too many post-its and scraps of paper with too many different ideas for projects. Should I tape them into journals? Whatever works best for you. Now, for me, the journals work best for me because I can always grab them. I can always grab one of the journals, and I always need something that I can put my hand on that I can refer back to quickly. So whatever it is for you, whether it is a bunch of post-its, whether it is, in fact, many people don't do the old-fashioned writing thing, but they may use their mobile devices to type those things down. Whatever works for the individual, where you can get to it and not have to look for it, and you can look at it frequently, that's the key. That's why I use these journals, because I bring my journal with me. Now, I don't open it up and write in it all the time, but my wife will tell you, as when I have my backpack ready to go to work, I always grab my journal as well, Because if I'm thinking about that idea, or if I'm brainstorming, or I just need to be able to put my hand on it. I need to be able to get to where I can refer to whatever those ideas are, and everything's in here that I've been, hey, Danny, good to hear from you, sir. Everything that I've been just brainstorming on have been written somewhere in all these journals that I've been keeping over the years. So whatever works for you. But a big thing I saw in corporate America is that they were doing the same thing when they were doing their strategic planning. And the first thing that they started doing is writing those ideas down. It actually turns into a mini strategic plan when you write those things down. Brico asks, should I have a different journal for each project? At least for starters, keep everything as far as the overall ideas, because what I want to focus on tonight is just doing your initial thoughts and plans and ideas for the upcoming year. And then from that point, you can start breaking things down specifically for each project at a time. But at least those three, the number one thing of the three things that I've learned from corporate America that you can apply is to write those things down. And the big thing about this, too, is I want to dispel the practice that many of us entrepreneurs, hey, Joe, good to see you, sir, that many of us that have been visionaries and Lisa, good to see you, too, ma'am. I want to dispel the practice that many of us that have been so busy, whether we're entrepreneurs, whether we are just visionaries, whether we're creatives, we're busy. We're always on the go. And we always have all these cool and good ideas. And since we're so busy and we're so much on the go, we really don't take the time to settle down and to write those ideas down. We're so used to being on the go that we keep those ideas in here. And again, with us being entrepreneurs, with us not really having to answer to anybody for these ideas. See, now at work is different. At work, you have to answer to somebody else, so you got to write those things down. You're usually in some type of meeting or setting where you have to exchange and show those ideas to someone else. So an obvious starting point is to write those things down because you got to share it with somebody else, whether it's the boss or the team or whatever. But typically, with us being creatives or entrepreneurs or just people with cool ideas, a lot of times we don't have to answer to somebody else. And so we kind of have that board meeting going on in here, and we don't write those things down specifically. That is the big mistake. And that's what holds up so many awesome ideas, because we keep it in a vacuum and we don't write that thing down. And eventually it never gets to a calendar and it never happens. So the thing that I learned from corporate America is to write those, the first thing, write those things down, write those ideas down as that starting point, because that is the starting point of a strategic plan. Now, let me give you the second thing. Again, if you're coming in the middle of this, that's fine. This is being recorded and it is going to be posted on my Facebook page so you can see it from start to finish. So the first thing that I wanted to share with you that I learned from corporate America is to write it down. Write those ideas and concepts and even just those weird notions. Write them all down. One second thing that I learned from corporate America is as you're planning and looking at specific goals, look at the last 90 days. Look at the last 90 days. Now, here's what I mean by that. When you're looking at the upcoming year and you're setting goals for yourself and you're setting goals for a business or setting goals for a project, especially if you in that planning for the upcoming year are giving yourself a revenue goal. Let's say you want to, your business idea, you want to do $2,000 per month for your business project, or you want to do $100 a week for your business, or you want to launch a you want to write a book, or you want to launch a webinar or a workshop or whatever it is, whatever that idea, especially those things you start writing down. Then as you start putting specific goals and on those particular ideas that you have, always take a look at the last 90 days. And what I mean by that, the reason for that is that's going to give you a realistic snapshot of what you are capable of doing and what you may need to table for later. That's what helps to whittle down that list. Remember, the first thing I said is write all those ideas down. Then you're going to have to start whittling through that list of ideas. And one way to really start getting a realistic picture of what you can do now versus later is taking a look at the last 90 days. Now, here's one real good example of how those last 90 days, that last 90 day snapshot can help you out. A lot of these things involve time. And if you say, in 2017, the first thing I'm going to do is finally write that book, okay? Take a look at your time, how you spent your time within the last 90 days. Now, many of us, whether it's because of family commitments, work commitments, you know, you got kids and all these other things and whatever may be going on for you. Again, take a look at the last 90 days and really evaluate that. And then use that as a snapshot to take a look at what you actually can potentially do in the upcoming 90 days of the new year. Now, a lot of times you'll say, well, you know, especially like, for example, with time management, you know, I need to manage my time a little bit if I'm going to do this project or this idea or grow this part of the business. Take a look at the last 90 days and do you see windows where you can actually make those changes? If the answers are yes, pay close attention to that because that's something that you probably can do in the new year. If the answer is, I'm not sure or no or whatever it may be, that's something that you can table. But it kind of helpfully helps you get a good snapshot of what you really can do realistically in the upcoming year and some things that you really need to put some more time, effort, resources, money behind because you haven't been able to do it in the last 90 days. And I see a lot of questions here, a lot of comments. Rico says, ouch. Looking at my calendar, I've been way too scattered, starting and not finishing projects before moving on to the next one. That actually is a good observation, Brico, because when you're able to realistically look at the last 90 days and you've seen that you've been too scattered to really, and you haven't been finishing projects, then you got to ask yourself, well, what makes me think I'm going to finish projects in the upcoming year without change? So that gives you targets to specifics to take a look at. If I'm going to finish projects in the new year, but I haven't been doing it in the last 90 days, what changes do I need to make going forward in order to finish that one project? Again, writing those things that you want to do is one thing. Hey, my sis has joined. Good to see you, sis. One of the things that you'll see when you write those ideas down, and this is where a lot of people... This is where I see a lot of folks get lost and they don't accomplish God-given plans and ideas that they were supposed to accomplish. You really have to take that realistic look at yourself. You really have to take that realistic look at your behaviors, at your patterns. You really have to take that realistic snapshot of your business, whether that business is you, whether that business is a real business, but take a look. And this is what corporate America does. When they set a goal for the upcoming year, let's say they set a revenue goal, a money goal. They say that we're going to make $500,000 more than we did the previous month. Okay, so somebody takes a look at the last 90 days and they say, well, guys, you have only been performing right here. What makes you think that you're going to actually go from here within the last 90 days up to here in the, you know, the beginning of the upcoming year? Now, if they can quantify and they can say specifically, well, here's how we're going to get there, A, B, C, D, and E, then that may make sense. Or they may look at the last 90 days and they say, yes, you're right. We have not been able to make that kind of money in the last 90 days. So we may not be able to jump from here to there, but maybe we can jump from here to here. Again, this is realistic things that big businesses do all the time. I see it every year. And it is has been an eye-opening experience. And it's something that the small business person, the person that has an idea, project, or whatever it is something that works and you can apply for yourself. So again, that first thing that I've learned that I want to share with you that I learned from corporate America is to write things down. Write those specific goals down. Write them all down. Write them all down. But then when you start whittling through what those things are, one thing that will help you whittle through and kind of see the things that you should pay attention to first or maybe table for later is take a good look at the last 90 days of what you were able to do, what you weren't able to do, where you got some wiggle room to make some changes, and that gives you a realistic snapshot of where you can spend your time, effort, money, and resources. So while we move on to the third one, let me see what other questions and comments that we may have to that one, because I think that was a good one that got everybody going. Let's see if I see some other comments there. Okay, let's keep on moving. So the last thing I want to share with everybody that I learned in corporate America that I want to share with you that I think you can apply to your business, to your idea, to your project, whatever it may be, is to set minimum monthly metrics. To set minimal or minimum monthly metrics. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. Hey, Leroy Atkins joined. Good to see you, my friend. And those of you that are joining in the middle of this, don't fret. This is being recorded and it's going to be posted live on Facebook in its entirety, so you'll be able to catch it from start to finish. And I tried to make it specific and succinct so you wouldn't have to wait and listen to the whole thing of chatter. There's some good information, hopefully, that you can catch with the entire video. But moving on to the third thing. The first thing that I wanted to share with you was to write things down. The second thing I wanted to share with everybody was to take a look at the last 90 days' performance, whether it was your time, whether it was projects that you actually did, whether it was revenue. Hey, Russell, good to see you. Sean Russell, good to see you, sir. And then the last thing I want to share with everybody is to set minimal monthly metrics. Set those monthly metrics, but give yourself some minimums with that. Now, here's what I mean by that. You may have a lot of ideas that you want to do for the upcoming year. Let me give you this one, because this has been a good one, because there's a lot of folks that I connect with, many of you that are out there right now that know that you have a book in you, a great project, a great goal to have a book in you. And your goal, the thing that you may write down, that the thing that you want to do is to finally write that book. Okay, awesome. Give yourself a minimal goal of, let's say, not only writing that book by the middle of the year. Why don't you give yourself, especially if you haven't had an opportunity to build any traction towards writing that book, write some articles. Write some, if you're doing a fiction book, maybe writing short stories or writing articles, especially if it's nonfiction, writing some blog posts, writing something. Give yourself minimal goals instead of having to only focus on the big goal. Hey, wifey is joined. Good to have you here, ma'am. But give yourself some specific minimal goals as opposed to only having the large, huge goals. And that, again, is something that I learned from corporate America, where they gave themselves some specific minimums, rather than just having the big goals altogether. Now, let's say especially for your business. And Adrian Jackson, one of my coaching clients has joined. Let's use this as an example, because a lot of my coaching clients have seen this, where you have a business concept or a business idea. You want to grow your business, and especially you want to grow it based on revenue, based on how much money you want to make. And so obviously you want to look at potentially taking that business idea going full-time. Well, instead of let's jump into it being a full-time business where you leave where you're working full-time and transition to that one, let's go ahead and break it down to something that's a little bit more smaller than that, but helps to kind of stair-step your way there. Let's say if you, instead of thinking that you're going to earn $30,000 a year for the new business, the business project, let's go ahead and break it down on a monthly basis. How much money do you think your business concept or idea can generate each month? And let's even just start off with the first 3 months of the year, the first quarter, the first 3 months of the year. How much money do you think you can actually generate per month with the business idea? And of course, you may say, well, I want it to be $10,000 a month. Okay, well, what's the minimum? The minimum that you want to put on that, the smallest amount that you think would be a good goal to hone in and that's achievable. In many cases, it may just be, let's do $1,000 a month. In some cases, it may just be, you know what, let's just go ahead and get a couple of sales going. Let's just get Let's try to sell $500 a month or $200 a month or whatever it may be for you. I hope you see where I'm going with this. Instead of taking that huge goal, attaching that to the new year, and then trying to figure out how you're going to tackle that huge goal, what usually happens with that is when you put that huge goal there only, and then you try to figure out what steps to get there, and you really find yourself in a jam where you're not getting there, then, you know, many of us have seen this year after year. We give up. The trials of life just start kicking in. You have to look at the real job and have to start focusing on that. And that thing that you had passion for, you didn't move the needle on it, and so it gets tabled until this time next year. I think the thing I want to share with everybody is that this time next year, for you to be able to look back and feel like that you've had one significant success, if not multiple significant successes, at least you were able to move the needle to a point where you felt that you had some milestones, whatever those milestones were, and helps you jumpstart to the next year. But often we get discouraged because we aren't able to build any traction. We aren't able to move the needle. And then we again table that idea again over and over, and it never happens. Big business always has the challenge of that same thing always at the same time, but they've overcome that by doing some basic things, and it's some things that you can apply yourself. One of those key things is that they write those things down. Those specific goals that they feel that they want to accomplish, they write them down, and then they start working through the ones that they feel are the main ones that they want to put their time, energy, and resources behind. Then another thing that they do is they really take a look at the last 90 days to really figure out, can we really do this like we say we're going to do on paper? If we have not been showing in our behavior and our business practices that we can do this, then what makes us think that we're going to get there? Maybe we can, but we got to have a plan to get there. And if we can't really look at it logistically and realistically, then let's look at the next idea. That kind of helps them really whittle that long list down to something that is real and that they can actually execute and put a plan behind. And then they don't give themselves too huge, lofty goals because they really have to actually, again, help execute and make it happen. And so they look at some monthly minimums, some things that are small milestones in order for them to keep the plan moving and to adjust the plan as needed. You can do the same thing. It's not something that's really mysterious. It's not something that's really huge when you break it down like this. And again, these are the things that I learned in corporate America that I think that anybody can do if they just sit back and take the time and just take a little bit at a time. So we got some posts and some questions coming in through here. So Brico asks, so if you want to create calendars and cards but have not a way to advertise other than to family, friends, what would you set the prices, then multiply that by how many family and friends I have to start? You know what, Brico, that's a good question. And I really would like to help you with that offline because I help a lot of folks with that all the time. But let me just try to see what I can do to give you a good answer to that while we're here now. I'm going to look at my screen over here instead of on the camera here to get the gist of the question. You have, let's see, I'm not seeing it all here. But again, it seems like that you're asking, you want to create calendars and cards, but you don't have a way to advertise other than family and friends. Actually, Brico, one of the reasons why I said I would like to talk with you offline about that, because I can help you with some ideas on how you can expand beyond just family and friends with those cards and calendars. Because I've got friends of mine that are even, you know, people are participating in Art Slam with me that are doing it, and they're using things like Facebook and social media to market and to advertise to those folks, and they're not just selling to their family and friends. In fact, what you really want to do is you really want to start building a following now using, first of all, your website. And if you don't have a website for these projects, that's one key thing that you want to do is launch that website. And then social media for that project helps to build that following to sell those cards and to sell those calendars to people other than your family and friends. People are doing it all the time, and that's something that you can do. But since you and I have been connected for some time now, I would like to talk with you further about it because it can be done. And It may be one of those many ideas that you, like us other creatives, have. If you put a plan behind it, if you make it simplified, and you take specific steps, you can overcome the mystery of how to do it. And maybe this time next year, you'll probably be able to share with somebody else how it can be done. But let's go ahead and I'd like to chat with you offline about that, because we can make that happen. That's not a hard one. But if you put a plan behind it, it can happen. We got some other comments here. Hey, Travis. Hey, Elizabeth. Good to have y'all here. Let me try to update my screen here if I can see your comments as well, too, y'all. All right. I'm just waiting for some other questions and comments to come on in. But again, just to recap to everybody, this is going to be live on Facebook. If you're coming in the middle, or if you came in towards the end of the video, glad that you were able to chime in. We're going to have the entire video here, but just to kind of sum up everything, the three things that I learned in corporate America that I believe that you can apply to your business, or even if you don't have a business, to a project that you're working on, or just an idea that you're kicking around. Those three things are, first of all, writing it down. Writing either that one idea, those two ideas, or all of those ideas. Write them all down on paper, because that's the starting point, just like corporate America does when they are putting together their strategic plans. They always start off with writing all those ideas down, and then that helps them with the starting point to start whittling those ideas down to the key ones that they know they can put a plan behind. Then that second thing that you want to do is to take a look at the last 90 days of what you feel that you can or can't do, or you really need to adjust. When you think that you're going to launch your business, or you're going to grow your business, let's say, and you want to grow your business and you want to make a whole lot of money over than what you did last year, okay, well, that's a great goal. In the last 90 days, how much money did we make? Okay, we didn't make any, or we made a little bit, or we made more than we thought. Whatever it is, then take a look at, okay, here's how much we made or didn't make in the last 90 days. So based on that track record, what do we need to do to increase that or change that? And it's going to give you some specific steps, especially between the last 90 days and the upcoming 90 days, of some realistic steps that you can take a look at to make some things happen. That's what big business does all the time, and it works for them. And then the other thing here is set some monthly metrics and make them minimums. Put some minimum or small goals to those. Pastor Erica asked a question. What do you think of the idea of breaking down projects by the quarter over the year? Yes, that's perfect. Pastor Erica, that is what corporate America and big business does all the time. In fact, what they do, and that is a great idea to do, if you take a look at whatever those projects are into the upcoming year, and they usually write them down in the strategic plan, but they also do have at least quarterly milestones or metrics where they kind of take a look and see how the plan is going along. And so quarterly is a great way to do that, especially if the overall project spans throughout the entire year. Monthly may even be considered. But the key thing about that, big business that Pastor Erica does this all the time, where whatever the plan is that they're planning on doing, they launch that plan, and then they use either quarterly or monthly milestones just to kind of check and see, how are we doing? We said that we were going to, I'll give you a perfect example, because I do this with Art Slam Live. Again, many of you that have connected with me know that one of my most successful projects I've been blessed to be a part of has been Art Slam Live. And it has not been something that was successful overnight. It's been consistent growth. And part of what I try to do to make sure that we're okay where we need to be as far as the plan, I do write out a plan and ideas for the upcoming year. But throughout the year, I always have to take at least monthly and especially quarterly spot checks just to see, are we moving along the way that we were supposed to be moving along according to plan? I learned this from Miles Monroe. Miles Monroe said that every business does not need to have a plan written in stone, but that plan needs to be present. And so the great thing about that is that the plan being present is awesome. It does not have to be written in stone. And what he meant by that is when you do these quarterly or even monthly spot checks, sometimes you may not be on track like you want it to be, and that's okay. You tweak and adjust, and you keep on moving. Tweak and adjust, and keep on moving. The great thing about it is you are moving. The thing that I like for everyone that's at, you know, under the sound of my voice on this video, I like for everyone this same time next year to be able to look back and see that somewhere they've moved the needle, whatever that is. It could have just been one project that was accomplished 2 months prior, and that one project was that one thing that they were only had enough time, resources, and effort to put their efforts behind. That is great. At least you moved the needle. Some folks, it may be a little bit more, but the thing that really got me on this road to doing all this stuff that I'm doing is I used to get so frustrated by getting towards the beginning of a new year and still being in the same spot that I was the previous year with nothing accomplished. I think if we make it simple, I think if we, like you said, Pastor Erica, with that recommendation of breaking it down, projects quarter by quarter over the year or month by month, that's awesome. That will help move that needle. And this time next year, you'll be able to look back on something to say that, you know what, I'm at least a little bit further than I was this time last year. So I hope that's all been helpful for everybody. I'm going to hang around for a few more minutes here. I just want to see if there's any other questions that are out here or comments that anybody else wants to share, or anyone else that's learned anything from corporate America that you've been able to apply to your own projects or business or whatever it may be for you. This is great. I'm enjoying this, so I hope you guys are too. Who else has something out there? Hey, thanks for the thumbs up, y'all, and the love that's coming through. I see that on my screen there. Let me just go ahead and do a refresh on my computer screen here. And as I look on the camera as well. All right. Well, y'all, I'm going to go ahead. If we don't have any other questions, I'll still be monitoring this video after I record it live, because, again, it's going to live on the Facebook page here. And I'm also going to post it on some other pages as well as my website. But I will continuously monitor for any questions or comments that you have. Again, this was great hanging out with y'all. I'm going to try to do this again, if not next week, at least the week after. But continue to let me know what questions and comments that you have, or especially questions that you have. Because one of the things that I have been doing, I do have a couple of remaining slots for some one-on-one coaching. I've had some great coaching sessions this year so far. We picked up another coaching client that we are moving ahead, launching websites and Facebook pages and launching business ideas with these people on a one-on-one basis. I've got slots at least for three more that I can take on for this period of time that we're in right now. I'd like for you to be one of those folks. So just go ahead and email me or message me here on Facebook. If you want any more information on it, I'll send that your way. It is something that is super affordable. But everyone that's done this, at least to my knowledge, has really felt that it's been productive for them. And I want to see what I can do to help you out as well, too. Hey, Victoria Thomas, good to have you here, ma'am, again. That's all right. I see that you came in late, but you will get to watch it again because, like I said, it's going to live up here live. So thanks a lot, everybody, for any questions or comments that you have. Keep on posting. Y'all take care.